Cultivating Authentic Universal Energy Podcast. Join us, Lisa Milleraces and Michelle Valcastro, as we dive into the vibrant world of energy, intuition, and spirit. Our journey through mediumship, psychic insights, Reiki, and the magic of crystals is not just about exploring the unseen. It's about connecting deeply with the universe and ourselves. Lisa is a seasoned medium and author, and she brings the wisdom of her books, Being Light-Driven and Spiritual Guidance, Trusting the Voice Within, to life. She teaches us to embrace our intuition safely and joyfully. Michelle, a sensitive intuitive and the soul behind the Violet Butterfly Metaphysical Healing Center, shares her journey from her spiritual awakening to creating a sanctuary for others to discover and nurture their spiritual gifts. Together, we're more than just co-hosts. We're guides on this adventure into universal energy, sharing our experiences and the transformative power it holds. We are thrilled to invite you to our first ever care retreat in Safety Harbor, Florida, this April from the 19th to the 21st. If you'd like to dive deeper with us, you can visit Lisa at tocommunicate.net and Michelle at thevioletbutterflymhc.com. Let's embrace the energy together. So let's move on to another topic real quick. And so I've got like all kinds of notes. So you see me like shifting papers and stuff here. Crystals. I love crystals.
I love crystals too.
I do. You almost always see me wearing necklaces and rings and earrings and most of the time bracelets, but because I'm sitting here in front of my laptop, they don't always like make it easy to work. And I have my shungite that sits between me and my laptop to help protect me from all the EMF. I kind of have a crystal problem in the best possible.
No, I love it. I mean, I love crystals too, but a lot of times I can't wear a lot of jewelry, so I'll put them in my bra or my pockets.
Yeah, I've broken so many falling out of my bra, so I've been trying not to do that so much. I have a couple of crystal friends that I want to show you. And because you are psychic, intuitive, and all that sort of thing, I want to play a game with you, Lisa. And I did not prep you for this.
No, you didn't. It's okay. I'll play.
Okay. So I have this gorgeous piece of bismuth here. Now, I don't know how easy it is to see, but this is a very structured, linear kind of crystal with some beautiful colors. That sounded almost negative.
No.
Okay. Lisa, I want you to sort of use your spidey senses and feel into this crystal and just give me the first couple of words that pop into your mind.
Well, the first thing that comes up is fun.
Okay.
Fun and excitement and ready to take on the world. It's like being fearless.
Okay. So some of the properties of bismuth is it stimulates energy, vitality, and helps you achieve your goals. So I would say, excuse me, you nailed it.
Oh, good.
You nailed it. Right? I'm not going to go into like all the serious details and the explanation for this, but that is one of the exercises that we'll be working with crystals, is feeling into them and seeing what messages you get from them.
Cool.
Right? I have another one here. This beauty decided it wanted to come out to play too. I'm not going to tell you what this is.
Well, I automatically felt like cement were at my feet, so it's grounding.
Okay, it absolutely is. I want you to focus in with your aura and other electronic type of feelings around you. And I want you to notice if this helps with feelings like EMF that you would be getting from your computer.
I'm not sure about that, but I do feel it in my throat chakra.
Okay.
So,
well, that would kind of make sense because of what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
All right, so this is smoky quartz. It's double terminated, so it has a termination on this end and on this end, which means if it's truly a natural double termination, it will go both directions. The energy flows both directions with the crystal. It does very much ground energy into the earth. It helps to recycle, and it clears and cleanses the aura and energetic systems. So I was kind of trying to lead you down that route. It helps to counteract excessive electromagnetic fields. So like your computer. So like this beauty right here, in that aspect, works very similar to shungite in being able to protect you from your phones, your computers, and that sort of thing. Because not everybody is super in tuned with the ability to like feel into that. Again, you can't compare yourself to anybody else. Don't ever feel like if you can't do that you're a failure, because that is totally not where we're headed with this. We want to help you get to a point where anybody can pick up a crystal, learn to feel its energy within your system, and identify what it's actually doing for you, regardless of what the purpose or the definition of a particular crystal is.
100%, yes. And I think that if you release yourself from those regulations that we normally put on ourselves, mm-hmm. and you just be natural, you'll find that you're going to have fun with it, and you'll surprise yourself with what you come up with. You know, absolutely. So many people are so surprised by what they can feel from that. And a lot of times you can just feel from almost like you're touching your aura, or you're playing with your aura, or you have Reiki energy where you feel a heat, or you feel a tingle. You'll feel something. You might not be able to identify it, but then by working on these different interactive exercises, you'll fine tune and get the balance so you can articulate what it is that you're feeling and sense it and feel it.
Absolutely. Yeah, the first step is just recognizing that you feel something or nothing.
Right. And not everyone's going to do it on Zoom.
Absolutely. I would suggest that you start in person.
Yes.
It's a little bit easier. I just knew that I could lead you through some of that. And you know what? Even if it didn't work the way I thought it would in my mind, it would have been perfect anyway.
Right.
So there you have it.
You followed your intuition. All right.
This meeting is being recorded.
Tell me about that again.
So this is bismuth, and I just love it for the color and the structure. Now, natural bismuth is super rare. This is lab created. But even when something is lab created, it doesn't mean that the structure is different from what nature creates. I'm sure you've heard about like a lab created diamond or a lab created sapphire. In many cases, you can't tell the difference in the structure. They tend to be perfect, right? Yeah. Because nature is not perfect, but the lab can create something a little bit more perfect. But I just love the way you can see, and I'm trying to get this as close as I can. Oh, that's better.
See all the lines in it. Yeah, it's very pretty. Yeah, and all the
colors. Lines and the little like square whoop-de-doos and the different colors. And I don't know. I just think it's fascinating, and it's beautiful. And it reminds me of the beauty in structure, right? Nice. We talk about wanting to be in the flow of things, which is important, but sometimes we still need boundaries and structures to do that well. And for me, that I'm reminded of that. And trust me, I don't believe that's anywhere in the true definition of what this crystal does for us.
I agree. It's probably not in there, but it's a great explanation.
Thank you for listening. We'd love to hear from you about your experiences, leave us a comment below. You can find more information about Lisa and her offerings on her website, the2communicate.net. Michelle's shop is the Violet Butterfly Metaphysical Healing Center in Palm Harbor, Florida. You can find more information at thevioletbutterflymhc.com, including the online store.